Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's your favorite Theo Al, Cintron, filling in for C-Mac on the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Once again, joined by my man Fleegs behind the glass. So, what is there to talk about today? Oh, I don't know. The New York Football Giants. That's been the story around here all day. That's been the story on TV. And that is the big story in the NFL, when it comes to on-the-field stuff. I'll get into the off-the-field stuff later. But if I'm going to read you some numbers right now, and you tell me if this person deserves to keep their job. Versed 500 teams or better. 5 wins, 17 losses. Since starting year 1, 7-2. The record is 13-36-1. 1 playoff win, 1 playoff loss. Coach of the year, I understand. But those numbers are disgusting. Disgusting. And I'm talking about Brian Daboll. Now, it was reported here on The Fan and on social media as well that the Giants considered firing Brian Daboll right after the Denver loss, which was, I mean, that was a disgusting loss. Disgusting loss. Up the way they were up, and then that fourth quarter, it was a video game. It was Madden-esque. The lack of defense. Just everything that can go wrong went wrong. And here we are. It was reported that John Mara wanted to fire Brian Daboll, but he was talked off the ledge. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. I thought after that loss, somebody's job had to be, you know, taken away. Somebody had to get fired, and it should have been Shane Bowen. Didn't happen. It didn't happen. You heard Brian Burns when he left the field. He was pissed off. I'm not going to repeat what he said. You heard it. But Brian Daboll kept his job. And so did the defensive coordinator and everybody else in the Giants organization. This Giants organization, this regime needs to be gone. Everyone, top to bottom. Everyone. I don't care that Brian Daboll won Coach of the Year, the same way I didn't care that Buck Showalter won Manager of the Year. If you got to go, you got to go. That's it. It's been a disaster since that 7-2 start to Brian Daboll's year 1 rookie coaching season. Yes, I know they went to the playoffs, which, looking back, was the worst thing that could have happened to this team because the whole Daniel Jones, we don't got to rehash that stuff. But again, that record, since starting 7-2, overall, is 13-36-1. 13-36-1. And go look at the drafts that Joe Shane did. Go look at the drafts. Yes, he hit on Malik Nabers, but Stevie Wonder could have hit on Malik Nabers. There was three receivers right in that draft. There was Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze, and Malik Nabers. He hit on Malik Nabers. Fell into their lap. Sometimes the pick is made for you. And sometimes that's a good thing. But just look at all the brain farts when it comes to this roster. There's no depth when injuries happen. None. None. Zero. It's the same crap every year. A lot of teams deal with injuries in the NFL. I get it. My team is dealing with a boatload of injuries. Disgusting. But then you look at an organization like the San Francisco 49ers, who have lost so many players, and yet they're in a hunt for a playoff spot and a division. They've lost their quarterback who got his bag, and now they don't know what's going on with his toe, and they're still killing it with Mac Jones, you know, first round bust. Mac Jones, that guy, not a bust for the 49ers. Not a bust in that organization. Not a bust with that coaching staff. Versus 500 teams, to me, is the telling story. 5-17. 5-17. You're not good. You're not good. Now, you can say, well, maybe it's not Brian Daboll's fault. It's the guy who gives him the meat to cook with. Well, that meat is expired, and you can put as many ingredients as you want to try to make it smell good, to make it try to taste good. But at the end of the day, it's expired, failed, disgusting meat. And it's going to taste bad. And you're going to get sick. And as a Giant fan watching this, you have to be sick. Sick to your stomach. 3 years in a row starting 2-7. 3 years in a row, your record is 2-7. I can see 1 year. Okay, it happens. Maybe even two. Fine. But not three. Not three. And you hear, well, Joe Shane is probably going to keep his job. Brian Daboll is going to be the one to go. That is a huge mistake. Huge mistake. Because what happens if Joe Shane picks the coach, right? And then go through another NFL draft. You're trusting him with another draft. Fine. Go ahead. And then, again, another bad start. So what happens? The GM gets canned. Right? The GM's gone. You bring in a new GM. Did he pick the coach? No. No, he did not. So now what? You're stuck in this cycle of guys not being on the same page, whether it's the coach with the GM with the quarterback, the coach with the quarterback. What the hell's going on? Sometimes you have to do a complete cleanse, top to bottom. And the Giants have to do that. And I think any smart Giant fan who's tired of this losing, tired of it, tired of we don't have a kicker before the game because the kicker we had on the roster got injured before the game, which is happening again with Graham Gano. Herniated disc, he's on injury report. Again, when I mentioned it earlier this week, if there's one player that sums up this regime, it's Graham Gano. It's him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Over and over and over again, the same stuff keeps happening. We kill Aaron Glenn for his press conferences, right? Well, Brian Daboll's press conference, he don't give you anything neither. He doesn't. Doesn't give you anything. And last week, it looked like the Giants quit on their coach at home. Quit on the fans at home. The fans quit on his team. Well, why do you say that? Half the building was 49er fans. If you close your eyes and watch that game and listen to your TV or your radio, you would have think that you would have thought that game was in San Francisco. The 49ers score sound like a home game. Fans sold their tickets, and I don't blame them. The prices they pay, I don't blame them. If you can get most of your money back for season tickets that you wasted your money on again, on a crap product again, get your money. I'm not going to kill you for doing that. Why would you want to waste your time? Let's say a 1 o'clock game, getting up at 5, 6 in the morning, go tailgate, spend money on that, spend money on parking, spend money on tolls, going to stadiums, spend money on food and beer, and then take 9 years to get out that stadium and get home after watching another bad performance and wasting your Sunday watching crap football. Why would you want to do that? Giant fans need something to be excited about. Jackson Dart is that dude to be excited about. He's that guy to be excited about. 100%. 100%. Cam Scadaboo, same thing. Said it weeks ago. The Giants have an identity now. They're quarterback and running back. And when Malik Nabers gets back, hopefully he's 100%. And he's good to go next season. You have three young studs together. Andrew Thomas is healthy. Good. Offensive line has been good. You have something there. Brian Burns having an MVP defensive type season. It's going to go to waste. The rest of the defensive line stinks. Yes, Kayvon was a top five pick. He's not what you thought he was. He's not what you wanted him and thought he would be. He's not that dude. Should have traded him at the deadline. Dexter Lawrence. Clearly not 100%. Clearly not the same guy. Clearly not a dominant presence. And Abdul Carter, he needs to eat some cheeseburgers and gain some weight and put some muscle on. More muscle on. The secondary stinks. I was called a hater for talking about this defense. Oh, you're not a Giant fan. No, I'm a football fan. And if your defensive line is not getting it done and the quarterback has all day, he's going to pick this secondary apart. I don't care who's back there. I know they have had some injuries, but it's not like they were tearing it up before the injuries. 2-7 again. And Jackson Dart has no one around him. No one around him worth a damn. Theo Johnson, 50-50 is his nickname. You don't know what's going to happen. Darius Slayton. And when I played football in the playgrounds, when somebody couldn't catch the ball, we would say, don't throw with the stone hands. That's Darius Slayton. Yes, they paid him a boatload of money. It's a waste of money. Oh, but he brings leadership and, you know, in the locker room. 2-7. Dropping passes for another season. Wandale Robinson. I like him. He's on my fantasy team. I like him. But he's not a number one or a number two. Jalen Hyde. Draft bust. Yes, he can run fast. But what good is speed if you can't get open and catch the ball? Or you can't even get on the damn field. Because you stink. The Giants have to clean house. I know, you know, John Mara is going through cancer treatment, and I wish him all the best. I'm sick of hearing that word. All the best. But it's time to clean house. And going into next season, it's time to start over with a new GM and a new coach. Jackson Dart's second year. Get somebody in here that's going to be creative on the offensive end, bring excitement to the offensive side of the ball. And that guy, it's been mentioned numerous times, is Jackson Dart's old college coach, Lane Kiffin, who there's rumors about him being the next Dolphins coach. Lane Kiffin should be the Giants coach, and the Giants should do whatever it takes to reunite him with Jackson Dart. And you're going to tell me as a Giant fan going into next season, that doesn't excite you? Come on. Because what you've seen the last three seasons has been complete basura.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.